Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan.
Come on this journey with me. Each week when you join me, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow.
Fasten your seatbelt. I'm ready for my close-up.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're back here with me this week. Well, first of all, if you're listening to this episode right around the time it came out, it's just about Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving to you. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you so much for being here. Without you listening, there is no show. So I always love to hear from you. Please send me DMs. Please go to my website, heathermonahan.com. Let me know any questions I can answer for you, which episodes you like. When you share them on social media, I know you like them. I repost them and I bring you more of that content. No one succeeds alone, and that includes me. Thank you so much for your help. I'm so grateful for you. Okay, so a couple of quick stories I wanted to share with you today that I hope can resonate with you and where you are on your journey and in some way help you. All right, let's start here. This is so crazy. What we focus on is what we get. And while we know it, it's so hard at times in the moment. Let me break it down for you. Yesterday, actually, in the middle of the night, I woke up. I was so hot. I was thinking to myself, what the heck is going on here? Anyway, I just kept making myself go back to sleep. Bottom line is this. It turns out there was a water main break on my street. It affected a hotel, my building, another building. It was a huge deal. Anyway, this whole thing went on for 20 hours and there was no water in our building, hence no AC. So again, first world problems and I get it. I can't sleep when it's super, super hot like that. I just can't. And so it was one of those days I woke up. Well, I got out of bed. I had been awake for hours and I just thought, oh gosh, this stinks. Like, you know, first world problems. I'm so tired. My son didn't get a great night's sleep. You can't take a shower. And I had my regularly scheduled workout, right? So I had to go work out. And then I'm figuring when I get home, the water will be on. No, water is not on, right? So like, okay, that probably wasn't the best decision. Now I have to sit around sweaty, you know, for the rest of the day and can't really go anywhere because I can't get ready. I can't take a shower. I can't, again, first world problems. But in the moment, it was super frustrating. And it was on a Sunday. So I was bummed because I had so many things planned. And anyhow, bottom line is this. I had to stop myself for a minute because I was going down the rabbit hole of like, this stinks and my whole day is wrecked and my kid's day is wrecked and, you know, whatever. But it was interesting. Luckily, I had gone down to get my mail and I saw a letter from the IRS. And immediately, I mean, what do you think when you see a letter from the IRS? Oh my gosh, please, I don't want to be getting audited just because the amount of intense work that you basically have to go through to prove that you paid the correct amount of taxes. I've known people that have gone through it. It's a labor-intensive process, right? It takes a lot of your hours. You have to pay your CPA. It's a bit daunting. So I see the letter immediately. I'm like, no, more bad news. What the heck? What's going on? This is not good. I have no water. I have no AC. I'm on no sleep. And now I've got an audit from the IRS. So I was so bummed out. I'm coming up the elevator with all my mail. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Just deal with it. Bite the bullet and open up the letter and deal with it. And so I made myself open up the letter. Thank goodness I did. When I open it up, you're not going to believe it. It's a refund. I overpaid my taxes. When does that ever happen? So I had to pump the brakes and say, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful. Here, my mind immediately went to negative Nelly right out of the gates. Immediately, I thought the worst. But in fact, they were saying you overpaid and we just wanted to do the right thing and send you some money back, which P.S. never happens, right? So I was like, okay, try to be grateful. Try to focus on, yes, I have no water. Yes, it's super hot in my condo and I don't know when the AC is coming back on and that's stressing me out a little, but you know what? The IRS just sent me money back and I'm not getting audited. That's a gift, right? Like I was worrying about something that wasn't real. And in fact, there was a gift there in the whole thing. So I was trying to make myself focus on that. Cut to that morning when I went to my workout, I spin a lot. And so when I went to my workout that morning, I was heading in and I saw they had banners up and all this stuff. It was to celebrate that I had 750 rides. Something that's so inconsequential, right? Just working out every day, which I do my whole life, they were celebrating this small win for me, like that, hey, you're a part of our tribe. We appreciate you. We love you. You're part of the community and we want to recognize and see you. And I almost wanted to cry. It was such a small thing, but such a big thing. So celebrate your small wins. Make sure you're hanging around people that want you there, that appreciate you being there, that love you being there, and celebrate you too, right? It was such a out of left field positive experience on a day I really needed it on because I had no sleep, no water, no AC. Okay. So I was feeling like a little spring in my step when I was leaving spin that day. And I was pretty excited. I was heading back to my car to head back home, hoping the water and the AC were going to be back on. When I get to my car, I mean, Miami's a major city. There's cops everywhere. There's parking situations everywhere. Like, it's a whole vibe, right? Super busy. I get to my car and there's a traffic officer there at my car. So I'm like, oh boy. Immediately my mind went to negative. I'm like, oh, my parking thing is about to expire. I probably didn't put enough time on it, or it's expiring right now. I got to get in that car and get out of there. So I go to jump in the car and he taps on the window and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so busted. I have no idea what I did. And I rolled out the window and said, yes, officer, you know, as pleasant and kind as I can be. And he said, listen, do you know your registration's expired? I said, no. I have no idea that my registration's expired. Oh my gosh, I am so sorry. I promise you I will fix it right away. I'm so sorry. He said, listen, I could write you a ticket for this. I said, I know you can, and I would so appreciate if you don't. I swear I had no idea. I really had no idea. Oblivious, blonde moment. P.S. It's because I moved, and I know what had happened is my registration probably got sent to my old home and somehow didn't make its way to my new one. So, and my own fault, I just didn't think of it on my birthday that, wait, I need to register my vehicle again because it used to just come in the mail. Innocent mistake. However, he's right. He could definitely write me a ticket. He did not. He said, I'm going to let you go and just, you know, promise me you'll get it fixed right away. And he explained to me you can go online and do it. And so nice. So grateful. I told him, I'm so grateful for you. Okay, so this day, while it was not great because it was super hot in my house, I was on no sleep and I couldn't take a shower when I had no water to cook, brush teeth, etc. Right? Like, there's a lot of first world problems going on. But when I looked at like the situation with the IRS and what I thought it was going to be, what it actually was, when I looked at the situation with going to my workout that morning and having them celebrate me and have banners up about me, it felt so great to be a part of a community that celebrates small wins with me. And then when I got to my car, and there's a policeman there, I'm anticipating the worst, and instead I got the best. So what we choose to focus on grows, what we choose to let go of falls away. And so, listen, that whole day was a wild ride, and I kept forcing myself to focus on these great things that had happened in that day instead of focusing on the negative. And in the end, my AC is back. The water is back. However, it was so gross. I don't even want to tell you how like dirt came out when they finally turned it back on. It was a day. It was weird, really weird situation. But again, first world problems, all is well. Life will go on. We're going to figure it all out. I'm so grateful for it all. But focus on those small wins during the day. Focus on the kind people in your life. Focus on the surprises that you never would have anticipated or expected. And the more you lead with that positive attitude, the more good is going to come back to you. That's how I'm playing it anyway.
When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself thanks to Shopify. What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling, and Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Okay, I need to let you know. Quince sent me the super soft fleece zip-up hoodie to try it out. And I want you to know this. This is fact. I loved it so much that I bought the same thing, super soft fleece zip-up hoodie in light blue, navy blue, gray with matching joggers. And I just ordered all the shorts too for spring and summer. This is the softest material I have ever owned. My son came up to me and said, "Mom, you look so pretty." I'm literally in a zip-up hoodie outfit, and my son loved it. It is the softest thing in the world. You will thank me once you order yours. The product is incredible. The fit is incredible. I literally bought it in every color. The best. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/confidence for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/confidence to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/confidence. Thank me later.
All right, so I want to get to a story about my son that was interesting that happened last week. This was super, super wild. Okay, so I had a dinner last week and I got home late. And when I got home, he was already asleep. He had school the next morning early. And I'm going through email before I go to bed and I see there's an email from his teacher. I click on the email. Now, mind you, I have not had any issues with my son, well, not any, but I have very few issues with or problems with my son since really the pandemic. He's just been incredible. I'm so grateful. I'm so blessed. It's without a doubt the shining light in my life. I'm so proud of him. He's such a wonderful human. Okay. Well, on this day, there is an email saying that a teacher is upset with him, and that the email went to myself and to his father and basically saying, listen, he's not doing well. I don't know specifically. I don't remember the exact words, but it was not good. It was a negative email saying that, you know, something needed to be done. My son was not doing well, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? This kid's been doing so great. I can't even believe that someone thinks he's not doing so great, right? Well, anyhow, first thing the next morning, my son's up. I'm up. I'm making him breakfast. And I say, hey, I saw this email last night. What is going on? And he looks at me and he says, Mom, this just can't be right. I don't know what she's talking about. I am doing great and there's nothing to worry about. I said, well, are you going to handle this? Because you can't just leave this like with no response. We can't let it sit like this. What are you going to do? And he said, I got it. Don't worry. And I said, okay. So he left and I had no idea what he was going to do. Okay, but get ready for this. First of all, I want to say this. He's respectful in his response. He was thoughtful in his response. But he was incredibly direct. And I'm so proud of him because I don't think I would have ever handled it this way. I think I would have handled it from the standpoint of being apologetic and blaming myself, which so often happens. And I want to share how he handled it because I think he handled it the right way. And it just reminded me that's exactly how I'm going to handle issues moving forward. And I hope you handle them this way as well. Even if someone is your superior, even if someone is your teacher, even if you work for someone or they're in a position of power, when you have a truth, own it respectfully with kindness, but own it and without apology. So here's his response. I saw your email, but I have some questions. When I was out during COVID, he had COVID a few weeks ago, I missed 2 homework and 1 classwork assignment worth 10 points that I was unable to do because I was not in class. Are these assignments excused because I wasn't in class? Alternatively, am I able to complete those assignments because I had an excused absence for the week due to COVID? As well as my notebook check, I understand it was not the most organized and missing one postulate, but I would like to see if you have a notebook so I can reference mine to it to see what else could have caused me to get the points off. Can we discuss this in more details in class? Thank you so much. So what I love that he did there was, listen, I'm sure his notebook was probably a disaster, right? But what he's saying is, can you show me what success looks like so I can emulate that, right? So basically asking for help, like show me what good is so that I can try to replicate that. But penalizing me right out of the gates without showing me what good is probably not the best, you know, strategy. He doesn't say that, but it's implied. And then he asks for help. Can we meet about this, you know, and work on it together? But at no point in the email does he apologize. At no point does he say, I'm so sorry that you felt I wasn't doing well. That's what most people would do. I certainly think I would have definitely handled it that way. And sometimes people won't even speak up, right? He was upset about that email just as I was, but instead of saying like, oh gosh, I guess we're just going to have to, you know, try to make it up next semester. He said, no, that's not okay. This isn't okay by me. And he was thoughtful in the response. So I'm reminding you today, you don't need to apologize. Just because someone's a superior to you, a teacher, a supervisor, or in a position of power, you don't need to bow down to them. Yes, you should approach people with respect, kindness, understanding, and empathy, and you should ask for help when you need it. But you can be very direct and you don't need to apologize to handle a challenging situation. I'm so proud of him with that one. Okay, so the next thing that I wanted to share, this was a question that came in actually on a DM on Instagram. Surreal story. So years and years and years ago, I used to watch Tony Robbins. You know, he had like TV products and he was in my sphere, right? Somehow I was on a list or something. I used to get his information. And so I would consume his content. I saw his Netflix special. I've read, you know, his books. Anyhow, I've gone down the rabbit hole. Well, as I've gotten into personal development over the last 6 years and taken a lot of stages with a lot of the same speakers that he has on his stages, and I've started, you know, putting out there like that's a state. That's, listen, I have a lot of goals in life, which I'm sure you do too, and you need to own them and rock them. And I think about them at different times. That's one of them, right? Like I want that stage because I can reach so many people that I know I can impact in a way that aren't currently being impacted by him or the lineup he has because I'm different, right? And I'm female, frankly, is part of it as well. But I just know, I know that I could impact these people and help a lot of people. Cut to, gosh, this is, I don't even know how many years ago. It was 2020. No, I do know it was, so it's 3 years ago. I had his business partner, Dean Graziosi, on my show. We hit it off. Okay, so we've been in contact over the last couple of years. I had him back on my show this year. He had me on his show this year. And at the end of his show, he said, Heather, there's something about you. I just feel like we should be doing some work together. I'm like, hello, can you see my hand? It's raised. I'm all in. Let's go. I'm thinking to myself, like, this is potential to get on, you know, this big stage, reach the millions of people they're helping and help people in a way that they aren't currently being served. Holy cow, count me in. Like, how do I make it happen? But again, navigating with people that, you know, you don't have close business relationships with can always be, you know, a bit complex and you don't understand. And so, and they have a huge company with so many moving parts. And I started meeting with so many different people. Anyhow, bottom line is this, to make a long story short, they end up bringing me in and doing a talk for them and doing a course for them. Well, that course went live last week. I believe it was last week on mastermind.com, which is Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi's, one of their companies. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity. They featured me on the cover of their magazine this month. I mean, incredible. These are like, you know, big game-changing moments for your business. for your brand and for the, your ability to impact and help other people. So I was super excited about it. Needless to say, I've received a ton of messages from people in their community that are now consuming my content, now consuming my course, and that my course is helping. So I'm super grateful for that and grateful for the opportunity to work with these icons in this industry. So I got one specific question that I thought was really good that I wanted to dive into today and just do the best I can to answer it. Okay, so the course that we launched last week is Finding Your Voice, the importance of finding, you know, your voice and using and amplifying your voice. Okay, so one of the notes I got back says, hey, this is great. I know I can learn so much about this and thank you. Please could you advise me on when not to use my voice, as I'm still finding it hard to find the balance, the right moments when to speak up, especially when I'm around new people and who might try to mind read, interpret facial expressions, body language. Any advice would be awesome. I found that question super interesting, right? Because in my opinion, you should always use your voice if it's coming from a true, authentic, good place, right? Meaning, I'm not saying if someone triggers you, you might need some time to sit with those thoughts and process them and, you know, and understand why you're being triggered. You always want to respond, not react in a situation like that. But if you're in a situation where you're with people and you want to show up and be yourself, use your voice as you see fit. That's how you should live your life. Okay, that's my first response in my mind when I read this. He goes on to say, let me give you a little bit more context. Amazingly, honestly, I believe I've used my voice at times the right way, but moving forward in my job, my home, and public life, I need to serve others by controlling how to bring the best out in people without being too overbearing, too confident, or too intimidating. Naturally, when I follow my heart and relax, it's often really positive. I'm not going to get into the details, but in one arena, I led in this way, and it's with positivity, with passion, and it was felt by others, and the energy was high. It fits. But I struggle with how to be constructive and not hurt feelings at times. Hope this provides context and 100% need to start practicing. Well, first of all, yes, practicing is so important, right? I saw a post Gary Vee put up yesterday and was like, you can't learn to swim just by reading about swimming. You got to get in the pool and swim. You can't learn to be a great cook just by watching the cooking channel every day. You got to cook, right? So the same thing here. If you're struggling with finding your voice, you need to start using it and being honest with yourself and being self-aware. But I still go back to, it sounds to me more like this idea of being too confident or too intimidating. That's not true. There's no such thing as too confident. That is a confusion for a lot of people. I know this firsthand because I've been there. When I was really insecure, I would act overbearing. I would act really loud because I didn't want people to see that I wasn't the most confident person in the room, that I wasn't the most qualified, that I wasn't the smartest or whatever it was. I was trying to hide something, right? The more you own and rock your shame, your flaws, the things that maybe other people could judge you about, whatever it is, the more confident you are, the less you need to be overbearing, the more understanding and empathetic you can be. So to me, it's more, it's not so much about finding your voice in that instance, it's about finding your confidence. So to my friend that sent me this note, read Confidence Creator. Oh my gosh, read Overcome Your Villains or listen to both on Audible. Both of those books will help you so much. I have a 30-day accountability program on my website. It's free. It's heathermonahan.com. Go sign up for it. It will totally help you, right? Work on the building blocks of confidence. Even though you might not think that's what it is, to me, that's kind of what I'm hearing here is that you may be getting triggered by something, situations. I'm not sure exactly why, but if you're coming across overbearing, if you're coming across quote unquote too confident and intimidating, it's either that you're actually feeling insecure and you're trying to make up for it in the moment, or you're not with your people. And I don't have that answer for you. You need to figure that out, right? To that end, and this is why I say go get my two books, because I get into all of this. At one point in my life during corporate America, I was working side by side with a woman who couldn't stand me. And I constantly tried to dial down my personality, dial down my light to hopefully make her feel better. That was not the answer. She increased in power. I decreased in my confidence and I increased in self-doubt. It was a complete disaster. That was a situation where I was not with my people and I wasn't owning my confidence, right? So you need to figure out what that is for you. But the whole goal in life is to get to a place where you trust yourself. And I truly believe I'm there now. I don't overthink things. I speak my truth. And what you'll find is when you speak your truth, you show up as that real version of yourself, flaws and all, super important, flaws and all. But when you show up as who you really are and are transparent, those right people will be attracted to you, and it won't be an issue so much anymore that you're intimidating people. Those people will be champions with you, and you can be champions for them along the way. Check out the two books, Confidence Creator and Overcome Your Villains. Overcome Your Villains is on major sale right now on Amazon, by the way, and both are on Audible. I highly recommend the Audible on both of them. They both have incredible reviews. When starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance, EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, I want to get into this past week. I gave a talk for CVS Health, and it was a smaller group than I typically speak for. So I took a very different approach, and it was super interesting. All of the responses that I saw and all the reviews I got were about this one exercise that I did. I'm sharing it with you because I want you to be able to share it with your team, with your company, or with your circle of peeps and community in your life. I used to do this every year in corporate America at this time around Thanksgiving, around the holidays. It just felt meaningful, but it was so cool to be able to do this with a team that had never done it before. Doesn't matter if you've ever done it before or have never done it before. It's just as empowerful either time. So take the idea, run with it, and have fun with it. But what we did was we said, I kind of just stopped the program and I said, listen, I just have this sense that we need to do this exercise right now. It's going to be really meaningful, impactful, and helpful for you guys. So often at work, what we do is we talk about where we're falling short, you know, missed opportunity, what ball got dropped, and like, how can we do it better next time, right? The post-deal loss moratorium. And of course, and that should be done. That's one of the ways that when we do a SWOT analysis, how we get better, right? So all these things have a place and make sense. However, I just find it super meaningful, especially during Thanksgiving holiday, to take a moment in business and in life and say, what are the one, two, or three things that you could say that you're grateful for about that person? It could be about their character. It could be about specific stories and instances in business and in life that you've gone through in the last year. It could be about what you admire about them, anything, whatever comes to mind first for you. And then I give a bunch of papers out to everybody, and they go one by one in silence and write down the person's name at the top of the paper and the one, two, or three things that they're grateful for about them in the last year. And it is so incredibly moving. When they were finally finished with the exercise, they distributed the papers. And I'm like, you guys, let's... I get so excited because I want to know. They had never done an exercise like this before. I said, you guys, who wants to read some of them aloud? I'm dying to hear. None of them wanted to. And I thought that was super interesting. I understand, and it is a personal experience. What's so cool is they get to take those papers home. And everyone had traveled into Miami for the event, and so they were all going to be flying out the next day. And the amount of notes and messages I saw when people were on the airplane reading and rereading these notes over and over again and crying on the plane ride home, that's what life is all about, right? It's about connecting with people, about people really seeing you, people understanding you, appreciating you, you appreciating them, empathy, love, kindness. I don't know. And what's so cool about it is you get to keep those papers, right? So, and you keep them somewhere special. Oh my gosh, I have an office, an extra bedroom in my house, completely full of papers like that. I've saved them throughout my whole entire career. And anytime I'm having a tough time, I go back and remind myself, oh, this is how I could help. Oh, these are the ways that I could impact people in a positive way. Oh, this is why I'm here. So do this exercise, do it with your team, do it with your company, do it with your tribe, do it with your peeps, but do it because the world becomes a better place one person at a time. And this is one exercise that you can bring forward that I promise you will make you feel better about a lot. And it'll make those around you feel a heck of a lot better too. And they will save those notes. Okay. So at Thanksgiving every year in my life, first of all, I love games. I think games are so fun. And I just have so much fun playing games with people that I love. So every Thanksgiving, my whole entire life that I can ever remember, we always go around the table and everyone goes through three things they're grateful for, or one thing about each person at the table that they're grateful for, or it doesn't matter how you play the game. It's just important to make the day about gratitude. And when you sit down to be together and have Thanksgiving dinner, it's such a great opportunity to reflect on that year, to reflect on the people there, to reflect on all everything about gratitude. So take that time, send that note to that person that you've been thinking about, you know, acknowledge everybody at your Thanksgiving, play the game, be the one to initiate the game if you haven't before. And I'll tell you, last year we went to a friend of mine's for Thanksgiving and we had never been to their home before for Thanksgiving. And it was so cool. He had a very different style of game that he played, which I loved. I love new games. I think you might too, so I'll share it with you. He had ripped up a bunch of pieces of paper with things that he had written down, and then at random, everyone would pull a piece of paper, and then you had to answer the gratitude question, right? And so it could be anything. It could be, you know, what was your most memorable experience over the last year that you're grateful for? What one person sitting at the table right now do you want to publicly thank and give gratitude to? Like, it could be anything, right? So he wrote all these different questions. You don't know what you're going to get. And then you have to just on the spot answer it when you get it. It was super fun. It was very different. But have fun. Have fun with gratitude. Have fun with letting people know how you really feel about them. Life is real short. And too often we let time go by where people don't even really know how much we appreciate them. So I appreciate you. That is for sure. Thank you so much for being here. Okay. So two quick things that I want to get to, and then I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you rock on with your day. I'm going to pray that you have the best Thanksgiving and are spending it with people that you love. And for anyone out there that struggles with the holiday, I want to say this. Oh, I so see you. I get you. I have had so many years where I have. You are not alone. You are seen. You are in good company, and this too shall pass. You know, hang in there. And gosh, I was just speaking to somebody yesterday about this, that's not going to be with family, that doesn't have friends to be with. Do not isolate yourself. Ask someone for help. Raise your hand and let people know where you are and watch who shows up for you. I promise you that you will be overwhelmed by the love. And I received a note the other day from one of my girlfriends saying, I'm really struggling right now. I said, hey, come over to my house. Dad, like, where are you at? Come on, let's go. Let's go for a walk. Like, let's spend some time together, because there's always something good that can come out of not isolating yourself and not being alone. And I promise you, people will want to help you. When people get the chance to help you, they're actually elevating their spirits and reminding themselves how good they can be and the good they can do in the world. So give them that opportunity. Raise your hand. Ask for help. Okay. So for those of you that have not found your tribe, who are like, listen, Heather, this is all great, but I'm struggling right now. December 2nd, I am holding a masterclass called Elevate Your Brand, Amplify Your Worth with Melanie Borden. She is a LinkedIn guru, and we are getting into how to launch your brand, how to elevate your brand, how to own your voice, how to amplify your voice, and how to take it all to the next level. And I promise you this. Number one, I'm doing 100% money back guarantee, because I've never had somebody take one of my masterclasses and not love it, five star it, and tell me all the great things that have happened as a result. But I want you to know that this course is the thing that's going to change your 2024. Don't wait until 2024 to invest in yourself, to make the leap, to take yourself to the next level. Do it now so you have your best 2024. Set yourself up for success December 2nd so you hit the ground running January 1st. And I'm offering you half off right now. The code is Turkey. The link is below. And I promise you, it's 100% money back guaranteed. It's from 1 to 4 p.m. EST, December 2nd. It is going to change your business and elevate your brand in ways you cannot imagine. I wish I had this when I got fired. Sadly, I did not. But also seeing that the CEO of OpenAI was just fired. No one ever knows when they're going to be fired. Set yourself up for success now so you have options. Don't wait to have to react to something. Take action now. This is the class. It's the masterclass for you. It's December 2nd from 1 to 4 p.m. EST. The link is in the show notes below. I'm giving you half off today with code TURKEY because we are in Thanksgiving season. And I'm telling you, you get 100% money back guarantee because I know you're going to love it and I know you're going to give it 5 stars. Okay, finally, and then I'm going to let you go. If you guys have not been seeing me talk about OneSkin, I'm obsessed with this company, literally obsessed. I'm a partner of theirs now. I've been using the product for 6 months, and I will tell you, my own dermatologist said to me that he's never seen my skin look better. If you've been struggling with crepey skin, wrinkles, saggy skin, whatever it is, any issue with your skin, go to my link in the show notes below, the OneSkin link. You're going to, number one, get my 15% off discount code. Buy the subscribe option so that you get it forever in perpetuity. You don't want to just try this product once. You're going to lose the 15% off. So just do it for in perpetuity. If you're looking for gifts for people for the holiday season, get the travel kit. I have it. It's incredible. It's so easy. You're ready to go. And your skin is going to look incredibly different. Crepey skin, gone. Wrinkles, subsided. One man, I just talked about this in the last episode. One man, I believe he was a scientist, was using some crazy skin light to see how it impacted his skin. Over, I believe it was a 5-month period, his skin regress 7 years. He took the clock and wound it back 7 years and looks 7 years younger now from using this product. So I'm telling you, this thing is a game changer. This is what you need. If you're looking for Christmas gifts for people for the holiday season, the answer is OneSkin. Go to the link in the show notes below. Your girl's got you. It's 15% off. Until next week, keep creating your confidence.
This journey with me.
Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about. Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay, thrive, and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing, like me. You saved my life. Emma, 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.